Well, Eric, you know, I really don't feel thankful to God. I just can't see God active in my life. I just don't understand how He's even helping me along. You know, it just, I do everything myself. I don't get any help at all. I'm just not thankful to God. I don't see how He's active. I didn't wake up today and see the sun shining in my face. Or I don't have air in my lungs right now. Some of you probably wish I didn't. And I don't have parents that love me. Or kids, parents, I don't have kids that love me. You hear what I'm saying? All of us can be thankful. It is God's I truly believe it is God's amazing grace. That is the only reason we have breath in our lungs. It's because of God's amazing grace that our heart beats, I believe. Well, I want to give you four real quick things, four reasons to be thankful if we have to spill it out for you, right? You are here. Number one, let's all say it at once. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, you're here. Do you realize what a blessing that is? Do you realize what a blessing that is? Some of us, well, Betty Cobb was at first service. She just had a hip replaced, what, a week and a half ago? Can you believe that? She was here for service. Thanks be to God. Right? God is blessing you right now by being a part of this awesome church community. The fact that you are here is a blessing from God. And do you understand how many in this community wish they could be here right now experiencing what you're experiencing? Do you understand that? All they need is someone to come up to them and say, you know what? We'd love to have you come and worship with us at First Church. A lot of people would say, oh, Jesus, thank you. Because of what is experienced in this church. Number two, ice floats. Now, some of you have heard me say this, but do you understand that H2O, water, is the only chemical that when it's in its solid form, floats on its liquid form. Do you understand that? It's the only chemical that does that. And the only reason why it does it is whenever it becomes a solid, it expands because it traps air in its molecules. And therefore it floats on itself. Now I'm not going to get into it right now, but we need to praise God that ice floats. Think about what we would be like if ice didn't float. Think about what life on this planet would be like if there is life at all, if ice did not float on itself. Praise God. So, ice floats on water. Praise God. Come on, let's say it together. Ice floats on water. Praise God. Three, if you have chosen to have children either by adoption or by birth, God has given us the privilege of raising God's children. They are not our children, they are God's children. And we need to treat them as such. Children and youth, have you praised God for the parents that you have or whoever it is that takes care of you? The other day in the devotions that I'm doing now, a writer spoke of how too often people want someone else's spirituality rather than their own. And it reminded me of myself, of how throughout life I was like, oh man, if I could only play basketball like Terry Donovan. Or if I could play football like so-and-so. Or if I could sing. Oh yeah, but I've never been happy with myself. Thank you. But I've always wanted to sing like somebody else. Instead of just singing like Eric. You understand? How many of us do that? How many of us beat ourselves up? Oh God, if we could only be like such and such. If I could only have the body like Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you'd seen him nowadays, you wouldn't say that so much. Right? But you know what's amazing? I mean, I don't want you to hear me wrong. Good things come from that. When you work hard to improve yourself, that is not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, and this is what the devotion said, when I think about God loving me unconditionally as I am, I dot, dot, dot. I had to finish the sentence. I was stumped.